Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today in the studio. We're doing another Carbon School District update. We got some students from the Helper Middle School Drama Department coming in to talk to us. We have JC Matheson, Link Wilson, and Maddie Caller, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming play. So thank you, guys, all three of you, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. So, JC, let's start with you. What is the play? You have one coming up. What play are you guys performing?
We are performing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe from the Chronicles of Narnia.
And then that's just one of those classic plays. You know, I grew up on that. I'm glad to see future generations keeping on that tradition. What role do you play in this production?
I am playing the role of Susan.
And what's been your favorite part of, not just the play in general, but what's been your favorite part of doing drama?
Probably meeting all the new people and making new friends in the drama department.
And then let's flip it for a second. What have you found the most challenging as a part of the drama department? Because, you know, it's always hard rehearsing, memorizing those lines. What's been the most challenging for you?
Most of the time it's memorizing all the lines, especially when you have a big role.
That is very true. It's a tough one, especially when you have all those lines. Now, JC, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave the listeners with to promote this play?
It's a very creative play. There are a lot of mythical creatures in it, and it's really exciting.
You can't go wrong with that. Mythical creatures, they're bound to make things fun. JC, thank you again for taking the time out of your morning to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Move on now to Link Wilson. Link, we talked about what this play is, Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, Witch, The Wardrobe. When is this play going to be taking place?
It's going to be April 24th through the 26th, and we have two shows on Saturday, one at 6 and one at 2.
And then what role do you play in this production?
I will be playing Aslan.
You have the voice for it. You got the perfect gravelly tone. You sound perfect to play the wise lion now. Same question for you. What's been your favorite part of working on this production?
Probably just like making all the friends, you know.
Yeah, no, there's no better way to make friends than by joining the theater department. You get friends out the wazoo by doing that. Now, we talked about the challenge of memorizing lines. Aslan, obviously, a pretty big part. Have you had that similar problem of trying to memorize all those big blocks of text?
Yeah, there's quite a few monologues that I have.
You know, the monologues, though, those are fun. Those are a good chance to let your acting truly shine. And, you know, before we let you go, Link, is there anything you want to leave the listeners with to help promote this?
Kind of just what JC said. It's really fun. It's serious, but it's not. It's a fun, and it actually has a story to it.
Yeah, you get that fun mix. You know, there's a good story. It gets serious at times, but overall, it's a pretty lighthearted play. Well, Link, thank you again for taking the time out of your morning. We're moving on to Maddie. Maddie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Now, when is this play? We've covered the what it is, the when it is, where is it?
It is at the Rio Theater on Helper Main Street.
And that's one of the best venues in Helper. Yeah. I love the stage setup there. It's such a good feel in the Rio Theater. Now, Maddie, who do you play in this production?
I play the elf and the fox.
Those are fun roles. That's what I love about the Chronicles of Narnia, you know? Like we talked about earlier, you get those mythical creatures and they come in spades. Just such a fun time. Now, Maddie, what's been your favorite part of working on this play?
The fun that we all have on the after-school rehearsals. It's just really fun.
It's always fun because you got to find a way to balance the serious nature of those rehearsals, but you got to also have some fun because, of course, you're in middle school. This is a fun time for you guys. Now, if you could pick out a favorite part of this play, what would you say your favorite aspect of it is?
I don't know. It's just like a really good play. I've seen the movie 1,000 times, and it's just really good.
And it's good to have that base knowledge, you know, kind of what you want to model your performance off of. It's a great starting point for any actor to kind of have that inspiration. Now, Maddie, same closing question for you. If you could say anything to promote this play, what would you tell the listeners?
Do drama. It's really, really fun, and it's a good time to experience new things.
It's the perfect time to do that. So, Maddie, thank you again for taking the time. We're going to switch gears now, and we are going to bring in ELA teacher and theater teacher Jill Eisen. We're going to be talking about some of the more general academic things going on at Helper Middle School. Jill, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about it. You guys, third quarter's moving right along. It's crazy how fast time is flying. In terms of the English department and the drama department, what kind of things are you seeing academically?
Well, at Helper Middle School, we have a heavy emphasis on helping the students improve, and we've set some goals and working very hard toward those goals. For about 8 years or so, we've had the reading program in place where we've really identified the students who have a need, and then we have put in place interventions to help the students, and we have incentivized those and really encouraged the kids to grow. And now we're able to switch our focus towards math, and we have a goal of 95% proficiency for all of our students on their four basic math facts. So really excited to work on those.
And that's what I've always loved about Helper Middle School. You guys really do put a heavy emphasis on academics, and it shows in your students. You guys are doing a great job preparing these kids for not just high school, but life after graduation. Now, Jill, in addition to your teaching duties, you're also in charge of the esports team there at Helper Middle School. Let's talk about that for a second. That's a relatively new program. How's that been going?
It has been a blast. I show up in the morning and there are kids lined up outside my door waiting to come in to play games. And then once a week we meet after school, we compete against other schools online. And it has just been fun to have an outlet for these kids and watch their friendships grow and watch their kindness toward each other.
And is there any particular games you guys emphasize in, or is it more of just an all of the above approach?
We compete in Smash Bros. And Mario Kart.
Those are two great ones to compete in. Now, Jill, before we let you all go, is there anything you want to close us off with?
I just want to say Helper Middle School is a fantastic place. We are a family as much as we are a school. And that's been the thing that draws me to Helper as a teacher. And it's the thing that I see draws students and parents to come there as well. We know the kids. We know what they kind of what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, and I'm grateful to be a part of that.
You know, it's always the perk of rural schools having that teacher to pupil connection. Now, Jill, JC, Link, Maddie, thank you all again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, we are talking to students and teachers from Helper Middle School for this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.